Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, sitting in for Eric, who has the day off. On this 14th day of August, it's the weather that's affecting agriculture the most. A lot of wind, hail, and some severe weather moving through the southern part of east central North Dakota this morning with some severe thunderstorm warnings. The big story, likely the 5 to 7 inches of rain that's falling on sugar beet and corn land in Wilkin and Ottertail counties. Along Highway 210 between Breckenridge and Fergus Falls, 5 to 7 inches of rain reported and indicated, verified by radar. Also, northeastern Norman County from northeast of Ada up into southern Polk County, 5 to 7 inches of rain. There's flash flood warnings there. A day to be weather aware. In ag news this morning, Mexico will gradually phase out the use of glyphosate by the time the current administration ends in late 2024. President Andre Lopez Obrador said Wednesday, following a ministerial spat over glyphosate, the president said the government would immediately stop using glyphosate on its own projects, but private food producers, have until 2024 to phase out glyphosate, sparked safety concerns in a number of countries. Opponents of glyphosate argue the herbicide is carcinogenic. Proponents of its use reject that assertion. Nearly 100% of scientific studies do show that glyphosate is safe when used as directed. July was the fourth consecutive positive month in the U.S. for overall sales of ag tractors and self-propelled combines. July numbers in Canada also up for the second straight month. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers says U.S. total farm tractor sales up 34% in July, but sales of four-wheel drive tractors down 21% for the month, 13% so far in 2020. Combines, though, broke into positive territory for the first time this year, now up 4%. Massive oil refineries in the western U.S. are making an unexpected transition. They're being converted into biofuel plants. Phillips 66 recently announced it will convert a California oil refinery into a biofuel plant as gas continues to lose some luster to fuels that come from agricultural and waste products. The company's 120,000-barrel-a-day refinery near San Francisco will become the world's biggest renewable diesel plant. Before that, fuel giant Marathon Petroleum Corporation announced it may be converting two refineries into renewable diesel. Back in June, Holly Frontier Corporation said it's turning their Cheyenne, Wyoming refinery into a renewable diesel plant by 2022. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.